Okay, so today I'm going to be making a review of the video game Team Fortress 2, which is a first person, I think it's called a class based shooter, I guess is what it's called. It's not the most popular game, so if you don't know of it, if you know of like Overwatch, it's basically that, except 9 classes. Yeah, I really like this game, but there's a few, like, I guess, flaws with it, which kind of, I don't know. I need to state a big problem. The game really hasn't been updated in, like, 7 years, because, like, Valve kind of just forgot about it or something. I don't know. They just didn't update it. Actually, well, we did get some maps recently. But, like, nothing, like, huge. But, like, before that, there wasn't, an update in, like, multiple years. And it was, I don't know. I just want new weapons. Because I have played the game for, like, a while now.
For a while, there was, like, a bunch of problems with, like, bots, like, just, like, people hacking, because, like,
the anti-cheat that was, like, used on the game was, like, so old, so you basically could just, like, not play in casual, so you'd have to be playing on, like, custom servers, which had, like, higher skilled people, so basically, like, new players couldn't really come along, which was a problem, but now you can just come along, but for a while, that kind of was a problem. You can, unlike, like, Overwatch, which is what I'll be comparing this to, you can, like, customize your loadout, which is good, because there's, like, hundreds of weapons, and you can go wild with it, I guess. There's so many different, like, possibilities of combos, I guess. But, I mean, obviously, a lot of them are horrible, but, also, like, another problem is that there is, like, you can also, like, add custom stuff to your, like, character, like, cosmetics, which is fine in general, but, like, sometimes it goes, like, really far, and, like, your entire, like, it looks like you're on a different team than you are on, because, like, there's so much stuff on it. This literally never happens in gameplay, but if you wanted to do it, you could. There's also, like, a hell of a lot of maps. Like, I think there's, like, 100 maps or something, which is, I'm not, like, mad for, because, like, I don't want to queue for all those same maps at the same time, because that's, like, a lot of different stuff. So, like, you have to, like, kind of, like, selectively pick out the maps, which is annoying, because, like, it's not like you can, like, preset what you want to choose for the maps. Every single time you want to do it, you want to, like, queue for some maps, you have to change it over and over, because it's, like, not good. Like, I mean, you could queue for all the maps, but I don't really, because there's, like, certain game modes I want to play, and, like, that, and it's just, like, and that's kind of what, frustrates me. Like, we got a new update, and the only thing we got was more maps. We don't need more maps. There's already, like, 100, okay? So we don't, like, I don't know. I feel like it would be a lot more fun to get the more games, and more, like, weapons. Also, as, like, the game progresses, you basically, like, slow, because, like, over time, you unlock more weapons, like, slowly you get, like, what's called, like, I think weapon drops is the thing, it's what it's called. So basically, like, while you're playing, you can get weapons. You just get a weapon drop, and it'll be like, you have new items, and then you look at it. Thing is, this is not, like, a preset order of what weapons you get or, like, anything. Because you can get the same weapon multiple times in a row, which is what keeps on damn happening to me. And I want to, like, I'd want to use some other weapon, but it's always, like, no, I have, like, it's always, like, there's, like, oh, you're gonna get this weapon that you already have three of. Like, I would, like, I don't think you, like, until you unlock all the weapons, I don't, like, think that you should be able to get another weapon, like, again, and it's really annoying. I do think that if you, like, use the item to craft something, like, then you should be able to get the weapon again, but, like, if you lost one of the weapons by, like, trading it or something, because I know there's, like, with, like, the cosmetics, there's a bunch of, like, rare cosmetics that, like, people want, or, like, people want and stuff, and they trade in the, on, like, the Steam marketplace and stuff. Like, there's some weapons that, like, are, like, cosmetics and stuff that cost, like, a lot of money. I don't really know how it costs that much for a weapon in a video game, but I don't know. Some people, like, really like trading stuff. It also is, like, a very old game. Like, besides for the 7-year-long wait for a new update, there was, the game was released in 2007. Yeah, it's a pretty old game. What else can I say about this? I also think, some good things, I think, are that, graphics are, like, really, like, simple, I guess. Like, it's not like some, like, crazy, like, dark and gray stuff, like the Call of Duty or something like that. It's, like, a, not, like, cartoony-esque vibe, but, like, I don't know, it's, like, I mean, I guess it could be, like, cartoony-esque, but, like, it's not really that. Just, like, I guess colorful, like, it's not just the color palette of black and gray, like some other games have. I really, like, even though I did say I don't like the, how much, like how the weapons, like, you get them, I do think, like, a lot of the weapons are very, like, creative and, like, are most of them are well-balanced, not all of them. And I'm not just saying, like, what some weapons are really overpowered, I'm saying some weapons are, like, horribly not useful at all. And, like, just, like, I don't know why would you ever want to have it. Which then gets really annoying when you get multiple of that weapon, like, yeah, but you do have to play it for a bit to get a bunch of weapons. I mean, I think I have, like, 120 hours on Team Fortress 2, a lot. Also, the community servers are, like, really fun, because, like, you aren't just defined to just the casual mode play and I guess competitive, which I have not done because I'm not very good at the game, even though I've played it for a while. You can go on to people's, like, servers that they create, that you can create maps. I have no idea how you can do that, but I know people have. Like, they make, like, deathmatch and, like, other, like, games inside of a game. It's kind of crazy, I guess. And I really don't know how people do that. But also there's just, like, a bunch of, like, mods and stuff that you can play, and it's really fun. And also some stuff that I really like is, like, jump maps, which is, like, since you can rocket jump in the game with, the class soldier, it's really fun to like, go do some stuff on, to, like, jump around on maps. I'm don't know what else I can say. I mean, I'm just trying to think. My script is not good this bad. I mean, all the characters, like, have a good amount of, like, backstory. It's not just, this guy has a rocket launcher. He shoots rockets. There's, like, a deeper stuff behind it. Because, like, there's just, like, I don't know. There's a bit of, like, not, like, a ton of lore, but, like, just a bit of, like, backstory behind the characters. They're all, like, I mean, obviously, they're all, like, mercenaries. They're trying to kill the other people. But then there's also comics about a video game, and I read them once. They're actually pretty kind of entertaining. Yeah. Also, anyway, I would highly recommend playing Team Fortress 2. It's a very fun game. So, yeah. Bye. I'll show them going with there needs to be, like, some way to show new people how to play with friends. It's super annoying.